The Passel Podcast CMO Series.
Hello and welcome to the Passel Podcast, where we talk about professional services, business development and marketing, and how you can be more effective and authentic at both. I'm Charles Cousins, and joining me today is Barbara Conan, author of Beyond Billable Hours and an expert in all things professional services, business development and marketing. Hello, Barbara.
Hi, Charles.
Now, it's great that you can join us today, and I've read your recent book, Beyond Billable Hours, cover to cover, and really recommend it to any sort of fee earners and in professional services, as well as any of those in sort of the BD and marketing roles that support them. The book is focused around what those individuals can do to sort of progress their career, but what I'd like to focus on today is really what people can do, what people in those BD and marketing roles can really do to support fee earners. So I guess my first question to you is, what is the most effective thing that you do across your firm to help those fee earners with their business development?
Well, first of all, thank you for your kind intro. And secondly, to answer your question, I think it's mostly about strategy and planning. So fee earners usually, you know, they've got great ideas, lots of great ideas. And we need to make sure that, you know, those ideas support the firm's strategies and its goals. Because what I often see is that, you know, we cannot just facilitate all these ideas and turn them into actual marketing activity, for example, because of one, limited budgets or limited time, or maybe they're not aligned with strategy, etc. So it's really important to focus on those activities that are aligned with the strategy. And in order to do so, we, for example, you know, departments could set up their own departmental strategy, which is then in line with the wider firm strategy. It's not only about marketing activities, I think, and making sure that they're worthwhile, but I think it's also very important to look at your key clients, and the proper strategic planning around your key clients is very important, so that you can focus on the low-hanging fruit.
Yeah, brilliant. So really a big focus on that strategy and planning, and making sure that it aligns with the overall strategy of what you're trying to achieve at the firm. And I think that rolls really nicely into actually my next question is, what is the end goal? What is it you're aiming for? What are you trying to get people to do, essentially?
So for us, it's more about, you know, whatever we do. So say, for example, we sign up for a conference or for a networking event or for a sponsorship, whether that's paid or unpaid, we really need to look at the return on investment, and not only just in monetary terms, but also how much effort it takes versus what you get out of it. We all know that we can only spend the money once, right? So we have to make it worthwhile. And sometimes I challenge our fee earners and ask them if they, you know, when they ask me to agree on a, for example, £5,000 sponsorship, if you had that £5,000 right there in your hands and you would spend that on your key targets and on your clients, would they think that they would get more out of that than from the sponsorship? And usually the answer to that is yes, absolutely, because, you know, I do client entertainment, it will feel really good, etc. They become loyal clients, yada, yada, yada. I'm not saying sponsorship is not a good idea, but I think we need to try and avoid throwing money out of the window whilst the real opportunities are usually already right there in front of us. Yeah. And literally they're up for grabs.
Yeah, brilliant. So really a focus on actually challenging some of those individuals on the return of investment of the things that they want to focus their time on.
Absolutely.
Brilliant. And I guess another question, and probably relevant for you working in a larger firm, is how do you do this at scale? You know, across a large firm with multiple fee earners across multiple sectors, how do you make this scalable?
Yeah, it's a good question. I mean, as I said in the beginning, I really truly believe in that planning is key. I mean, action is obviously everything, but without you can't really action anything that is meaningful unless you have a good plan in place. So we're really keen on strategy documents. So we implement that for each of our departments and for each of our offices, with a subsequent marketing wish list. So our business development team, they challenge the wish list before it goes to be sent for approval to whoever needs to approve it. And once approved, the heads of departments are responsible for the plans. So it ensures that they will take ownership and that we do things that are in line with the departmental plan, as in, you know, their long-term goals, basically, but also the firm strategy and the firm's long-term goals and vision, which I think is equally very important. And the sort of like the ownership is really what you need, because otherwise everyone has their own agenda effectively, but we only have one pot of money. So you need to make sure that you do the right thing, which, you know, is right for the firm and not necessarily for all the various individuals, if you like. You can sort of like please them as you go along, but it's very difficult if you have over 900 people in your firm to please everyone at once. So I think taking it by, you know, a departmental approach is the right thing to do.
Brilliant. And I guess one thing you mentioned there was that that idea of ownership. It is part of that process, sort of empowering people to do a bit more themselves, I guess.
Absolutely. As I said, you know, fee earners, usually they have great ideas. It's just, you know, we need to think about how we can monetize them, because it's not only about having the right ideas and having such a plan in place with the ownership of, you know, the departmental heads or the more senior partners or fee earners within that team, obviously will help, because you encourage them to, you know, to think outside the box. That doesn't mean that the marketing departments always have to come up with the marketing ideas. It's great actually if you have a team of fee earners who think along with you as well.
Yeah, brilliant, fantastic. Great answer. And I guess just to round things off, we like to ask this to all of our guests, and that's essentially, what is the one thing you would like listeners to take away from listening to us today?
I think the most important thing that I've learned throughout my career actually is that you don't have to invent the wheel. I think you need to focus on the things that you do very well as a firm and try to do them better, rather than trying to come up with all sorts of new ideas. And also that means you need to focus on the low-hanging fruit and link all that you do, so all of your marketing activities, all of your BD efforts, to that in order to get the most out of that. Because as I said, the opportunities are usually already right there in front of us. We don't necessarily have to go look for them.
Brilliant. Yeah, I really like that idea around that low-hanging fruit. Well, thank you very much, Barbara, for your time today. And I guess one last thing for me is if anyone's listening to this and they can go and check out the book Beyond Billable Hours, you know, it's got some fantastic tips for those fee earners or anyone really who's looking to sort of further their career. So do check it out. Thank you very much, Barbara.
Thanks, Charles, and thank you for having me.
Cheers.
Thanks for joining us for the Passel Podcast CMO series. If you'd like to catch more episodes, you can see this at blog.passel.net. You can also subscribe to catch fresh episodes as soon as they come out. If you've got questions that you'd love us to pose to CMOs in the legal and professional services industries, you can send those to marketing@passel.net. We'll catch you on the next episode.